All right, let's get the people in here. Let's make sure everybody gather along, everyone. It's going to be a great pod today, man. A-Square Podcast is in the building. I'm excited for this one. This is going to be a great one. We got a lot lined up for you guys. If you guys don't make this live, it's okay. The DSPs is everywhere. That means you can catch us live on YouTube. .com/A-Square Podcast, A-Square Podcast.com, of course. And then we're also on Apple Music. We're also on Spotify, Amazon, everything, anything, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'll say it like that. We everywhere, and you ain't never there. Ain't that what they say? I don't even know if I should start with bars. We'll start where we at. Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
A-SquaredPodcast.com.
A-Square Podcast. It's your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother, as always, Cornbread. Antonio, how are you, my brother? How are you? If you say rest in peace to somebody I don't know, Sylvester, I'm going to be hot, bro.
Rest in peace, bro.
There we go. It always starts out. Who's next?
This is a dear friend, bro.
Who we showing love to?
Dear friend. Individual passed away about a week and a half ago. Worked with this man for 11 years. Right. I was cubicle buddies with him for about 5 or 6 of those years, man. So we built a lot. I had the honor of speaking at his funeral yesterday. So this person did 30 years of service in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, he retired a year and a half ago and he passed away, right? Which that unpacks a lot of stuff that I've been talking with other people, you know, all week. But I want to say rest in peace and my condolences to the Sykes family. So word. Donald Sykes, rest in peace, man. I got his obituary right here. Yeah. So I want to shout out to him. But rest in peace to him. Rest in peace to the family. Or not to the family, but, you know, our condolences.
Condolences, for sure.
So that's it, man. That's what I was, yeah. You know me, bro. Every time it's somebody I know, and you know him too, DJ. You know, he was in our fantasy league.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you played him once or twice a year. You know what I'm saying? So
twice.
And had banter and going back and forth.
This
in the
is
group
years.
Chat.
This is years, bro. Yeah.
So it's a sad week, but you know, death brings a lot of questions and enlightenment to people in those situations. So that's it. But that's
all I'll say. Guys, if you guys have been following this podcast, understand that we have shared so much on this podcast personally from friends and family and everything. I know there's so many people think that tomorrow is promised. You're going to wake up tomorrow, it's going to be fine. You don't want to talk about it today, it's fine. I'm here to tell y'all that I am going through a lot of things with my grandmother right now. And I just want to tell y'all that I've tried to have a lot of conversations with my grandmother, for years about if something happens, what would you like done? So on and so forth.
Thanks.
But these past few months has been very trying and challenging after her stroke. And we potted through it. You know what I'm saying? We talked about everything and she's doing great. Thank you to everybody that's reached out. She's doing great. But the conversations are more serious now than I would say ever before. We need to get in our community. I'll say our community for real, because I can only speak from what I've come from. In our community, we need to get our ducks in order. We really
do. What does that mean?
What that means is that I don't care if you 20, 30, or 40. You need to be able to sit down and have a real conversation with the people that you love and tell them what you would like done in the event that you pass. There is no early age. Like, oh, I'm too early to be talking about that. No. People nowadays are going at 20. They're going at 30. It doesn't matter. Everybody's not living to 100, bro.
You talking about best case. There's worse. There's mothers who die giving birth.
Giving birth.
There's babies who don't make it out the womb. Yeah. So there ain't no age limit on this thing.
It's not.
I'm with
so
you.
So I think it's very important to confront the reality. I really mean that. Like, confront the reality, the inevitable. We're all going to go. How you choose you would like to go, I think it should be left up to you. If you want to be buried over here, or you want to be whatever you want.
You want to be left in the strip club?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to be stood up in the corner, let it abide by the rules, bro.
Yeah.
Get the wheel, whatever it is. Get it done. Whatever it is. It's easier to have those conversations early so that everybody understands, because the longer you wait I think the more frustrating it gets. In the event that you pass and you don't have anything, now everybody's arguing. That is not rest in peace.
Yeah, fact.
That is not peace. Ain't no peace. It's only arguments and anger. I don't want to go through that, so I've put my ducks in order, you know? And thank God that I've been able to go through these things and talk to my grandmother about these things. And you know, she opened. It's everything is on God's time, you know what I'm saying, for her. And we talk about it. So I just want to say, man, make sure y'all got your ducks in order, and make sure that you are okay with having these conversations.
And we're not the only ones, bro, who lose. So to any of our listeners who lost somebody over the past 2 weeks, you know, our condolences. If anybody's going through struggling, we're here. We're here to talk to it. We're here to listen, all that stuff. So it's not just us, man. But just know, we about to reach 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing rest in peace for the next 5 years too, bro. I don't care, man. If somebody that I know, or there's a serious situation, I'm always going to give my respect to the dead, man. So
absolutely.
That's it, man.
Antonio, man, we got a lot to get to, bro, and I got to kick it off. Can I kick this off? I got to kick this off. Number one.
Is this a 5 minutes?
Daddy.
Hey!
That's number one. New drop.
Come on, Brad. Daddy.
Listen.
I love it.
We're here. Antonio, I had to play my daughter's voice.
Man, that's the GOAT right there.
And I'm gonna tell you why. I got taken back this weekend, bro.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday. I relaxed. And I watched something, Antonio, for two nights in a row, bro. Mm-hmm. I watched WrestleMania, bro. I have to talk about this.
Talk about it, man.
Number one, shout out to my guy. Probably the number one wrestling fan over me. He over me. I know the history. I know a lot, but he over me. Mm-hmm. He over me because it's like for him and me to talk, it's like me telling him I'm a Colt fan, but I've never been to a Colts game, period. Nowhere. Okay, my mans have been to WrestleMania. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Shout out to my guy, Art Hunter, man. The Sloan King, bro. Shout out to Art, bro.
Yeah, facts.
He's out there. He was out there in Philly waiting on this so much that he brought an earthquake to the East Coast, bro.
Yeah,
he brought an earthquake to the East Coast. 4.8. I'm listening to some of my favorite shows. I'm listening to The Breakfast Club. I'm watching First Take. I'm listening to Ebro in the morning. I'm hearing them say, what the fuck is that? Live on air, like, as an earthquake is happening. Crazy. Shout out to everybody in New York. Obviously, New York does not get, you know, earthquakes. Interesting enough, WrestleMania is in the building. Antonio, you and I have talked multiple times about this. Mm-hmm. Wrestling is a part of our culture. It's a part of how we grew up, things that we grew up. But somewhere along the line, you and I, we lost the interest of watching wrestling. We already knew it was choreographed. We already knew that.
No, we don't say we.
We knew.
No, we didn't know nothing.
They knew. We knew. We know. They knew.
It was a Santa Claus. What you mean?
They knew who's going to win, lose, whatever the case. It doesn't matter. They knew. We knew what it is. But what we watched for was the storyline. What's the story, bro? What is the story? I want to shout out two people immediately. I want to shout out The Rock. And I want to shout out Triple H, bro. So The Rock is the new COO of the company. Mm-hmm. He partnered, and we talked about this before, but I'm giving the people a little background. Partnered with, I think, some people over at UFC, whatnot. They came together, WWE, UFC, so on and so forth. They came together. This script that they wrote had me drawn, bro, from the beginning. When The Rock came back, he's with Roman Reigns. That's his actual cousin, the Uso brothers, his real cousins, a part of, let's throw it out. All right, I'm talking about Uso, I'm talking about Roman Reigns. That's new people. We talking about Rikishi people.
Rikishi, man, classic.
Bro, we going back, classic. They family, bro.
That's a good one. I like Rikishi.
I'm saying their people go back in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are people that love the business, and they're running the business now. I love that. I love that because that means that whatever they do, they're doing it in the best interest of the company that they actually care for. Mm-hmm. Facts. We don't actually get that in anything. We really don't, right? So I know you ain't watch it, and that's cool, but I have to tell you, Cody Rhodes, the son of Dusty Rhodes, we've heard about him. You know about him. He wrestling for decades, you know what I'm saying? Never got a chance to win the championship, though. He never won. So The Rock comes back this year. He says, hey, bro, who the f- are you? No, you not doing nothing. I'm the god. I'm king, right? So he like, no, I'm going to fight Roman for the best. You know what I'm saying? Who going to be the best or whatever? But the fans decided we don't want to see The Rock in that. We want him to finish the story because this is history. We want this to happen, and they listened. But the way that they listened, Antonio, is how I want to break it down to you.
Okay, I'm listening.
We're talking generations that you and I have gone through, right? So it's like we've seen the Attitude Era, which you and I have gone through, right? If you need to fix your mic. You sound great. All right. No, I'll just make sure you're good.
Keep going.
Because I'm talking. I'm talking, bro.
I'm listening. Keep going. Don't worry about me.
So we've talked about history. At the beginning, the Attitude Era, post-Attitude Era. Like, we've seen all that with Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart. The transition of wrestling, right? We've seen it. Mm-hmm. But we haven't seen another transition. Here was the transition. WrestleMania 40. You got The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and then Seth Rollins. They had to fight for who's going to make the rules for the main event, which is Cody and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, The Rock wins. First of all, The Rock looks great in the ring. I'm not talking about his physical ability because, bro, you can't keep getting 59 and bigger and stronger.
Dope.
We're not talking about this. The new dope.
Yeah.
He owned the new dope, right? So so that was interesting. That was a great match. But let's get to the shit. First of all, the women's wrestling, amazing. They did a phenomenal job. Shout out to all of them. But this finale, Antonio, I really mean this. Greatest finale I've ever seen, ever, on any level of wrestling. And we've seen, you remember when Stone Cold came in, did the stunner to everybody, The Rock came in, did a, that
Undertaker,
was one of the greatest.
I think Undertaker lost,
Came in, it was amazing, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've seen that. This is the greatest ever. Every era of wrestling was there. At the end of the match, and spoiler, if you ain't watched it, you ain't watched it, it's cool. The family of Roman gets in the ring and they're already divided, but they get in and they're fighting each other and they're fighting him. It's a mess, right? John Cena comes out. Ain't been there in years. He comes out. He's trying to help, you know what I'm saying, Roman Reigns or whatever. Like he's trying to help Cody Rhodes or whatever. So he's doing his thing. The Rock is out there. And if you remember The Rock, and then you had, you had The Rock. And then you had not just Cody Rhodes that went at it a few years ago, but also The Rock and John Cena had a big, you know, a great WrestleMania together. So that situation was going on. In the middle of nowhere, bro. I heard the bell ring, bro. When I heard Doom, I said, no fucking way. Because this man retired. He's done. He done, bro. Undertaker shows up behind the Rock. Rock turns around. First of all, Rock is cussing everybody out. This is a new era. So now he cussing. He like, man, you say whatever you want. You know, this today's age. You know, he trying to cook it up. It's cooking. Undertaker show up. Ain't no talking, bro. Choke slam. You out of there.
How you just show up, choke slam?
Choke slam. Lights go out. Undertaker gone. Cody Rhodes, long story short, Cody Rhodes ends up winning. It is amazing. All the superstars came out, showed him love. You know, he did this for his dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a long storyline of him as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Fighting, trying to be the best, so on and so forth. It's a great situation. I want to say shout out to everybody that was involved with this situation. As y'all can see.
Cornbread and Daddy.
Cornbread disappears, man, on this pod. He just somehow, we live right now, by the way. People, so Cornbread might not hear me, but
squaredpodcast.com.
Talk to me.
Cornbread just gets up, walks off halfway in the beginning of the pod, but that's what he do, man.
Listen, man. Hey, we live, man, and shout out to my little nephew, Sincere, man. Shout out to Sincere, bro.
Shout out to Sincere, man. He's watching us. But listen, let me tell you, you sound great now. I don't know what's going on. You sound great.
You good?
I'll say the ending of the match was so great because you had the people from the beginning, the middle, who took over, and now the new era. And I thought that was dope. Obviously, you know, The Undertaker started, you know what I'm saying, in wrestling.
Right.
And then you had the next biggest star, obviously, The Rock, John Cena, and then Roman Reigns has had the championship for 4 years, bro. 4 years he's had that championship. And now you have Cody Rhodes. For those of you out there who's like, man, why are we talking about wrestling? I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to leave this in closing. In closing, the reason why I say that is because this is the only sport that requires their talent to be available for 365 days a year.
Facts.
It's the only, it doesn't matter if you know who's going to win or not. If a 300-pound man land on you on Monday and land on you on Tuesday and land on you on Wednesday and Thursday, it hurts. So I give the utmost respect to these people because they really do get injured. But not only that, it's the storyline, and I just applaud them for this. I cannot give enough shout-out to also Shawn Michaels, who is the head of Next, who helps these new wrestlers. You know, it's like the G League. They helps the new people get to, you know what I'm saying, the WWE. So I just want to say shout out to them. I think WrestleMania was fantastic. This is the best WrestleMania I've ever seen. It definitely put me back into liking it. It made me feel like a kid again, bro. It really made me feel like a kid again. And and the thing about it, Antonio, I think you can understand what I'm saying when I say this. We used to always be able to call out who gonna win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and we were biased too, though.
And we were biased. But for 4 straight years, Roman Reigns is supposed to lose to somebody, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
4 years is a long time of being on a 365 contract.
Right.
That takes a lot of dedication as well. So shout out to everybody over there. Shout out to Coco Jones. She did an amazing job. Shout out to Lil
Coco
Wayne.
Jones, okay.
Shout
Wasn't
out to Lil
there?
Yeah, he narrated.
Man, stop it.
Bro, it was the perfect. Bro, I ain't never seen so many of us that I think they need to lean back on us, bro. We do the most of these shows, don't you? They send front row cussing everybody out. Like I think we should be in like the 7th row. Yeah. Like if we in the 7th row, we good, bro. I should see DNA and Meek Mill sitting next to each other cussing the wrestlers out. I shouldn't see that, but I love it. I love that energy, bro. So Shout out to that. I just wanted to make sure I spoke on that because I thought it was important.
I like it, bro. Yeah. So we, like I said, we live in the chat. So some people writing some topics for us to discuss, and we are going to discuss those.
Yes, sir.
But DJ, I'm going to let you pick. You want to talk about some world news or you want to talk about hip hop, bro?
I'm talking hip hop.
Which one do you want to talk? Hip hop.
Let's go straight to hip hop.
All right. So I got a take within a take, first off. So there's been a lot of new music that's dropped the past 2 or 3 weeks. You got Doja Cat. First off, shout out to Doja.
Random drop.
Hey, shout out to Doja. She ain't been playing.
I must say,
she ain't been playing. Go ahead. Let me hear it. Go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What?
Say it.
I've always said that she's talented. I just said she's weird.
Very weird.
She's too weird. For me, she's a little over the top weird,
she
right?
Is. But she rapping though.
But her art it speaks for itself. She is dope on every level. Every level.
Facts.
That's what I'll say.
She got a new album out. And Beyonce dropped a new album, country album. And so I want to get your take, man. So this is the take within the take, and then we'll get into what I really want to talk about.
Right.
Beyonce. Either this is going to go bad for our
no,
our
either it's going to be bad for you. Oh, no, it's cool. Not.
Because guess what? I'll delete Instagram today. It don't work. I'll delete Facebook today. So it won't work. And what I'm about to say, it won't work. Trust me, it won't work. Beyonce drops a country album. I don't know the sales. I don't know how good it is, how successful it is, how bad it is. I don't know anything. Did you not just hear me? Beyonce drops a country album.
Yeah.
Is this not culture vulture? What are the rules? We give white males and white females hell when they do rap music. So she decides to do country music. So if the rule is musical inspirations, doing something different, will we feel cool if Taylor Swift drop a rap album? Would it be the same thing? Is it different? I don't know. That's why I'm asking DJ. That's why we got a podcast. We got people writing on here. Is that culture vulture? I don't know. To me, if I have to vote, I'm going to say yeah. But I don't know if I'm doing to the extreme or what. But DJ, I would love to hear your take on this, man.
I think the answer to your question is yes and no.
Okay.
And the reason why I say yes and no is because Beyonce is from Houston. That is Texas. Clearly. Beyonce is not known for one genre of music either, which is an interesting thing because we've heard her sing. We've also heard her rap.
Facts.
We've also heard her dabble in the LGBTQ community and create a disco album. We've heard her do a little bit of everything. I think when I say yes, it's because I don't like when people utilize our culture, whether it's hip hop or R&B, and then they just stick to their lanes. That's what I don't like. So if she's making a 3-album situation, which it sounds like this is what it is, she came out the Renaissance, then they say that she's doing the country album, and then the next one says that she's doing a rock album.
Okay.
I got to take what the Beyonce fans are telling me because I don't know.
Right.
So I can't do that. But I think in this particular case, I think we have to look at it in a different realm. But I can understand a country's artist that would be frustrated with this. I can also understand a country artist whom is black and in country and hey, y'all not even effing with me. I can understand their frustration. And that's why I say agree. The yes and the no. I think this is an unfair advantage to Beyonce to do this, but I think it's creatively in her space.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
And I'm cool with that answer, but I think somebody needs to bring this up.
Yeah,
because I didn't hear that one time. right?
I agree.
And I'm like, come on, bro, what's the rule? Like, you just up and make a country album, and it's cool. But if anybody who comes over here, Eminem is still getting that tag, and he has nothing but rap music for 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. So I just want to ask that question. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then the other part that I'll say that's a little interesting, I kind of compare it, if you will. I didn't like how Miley Cyrus came over and did all that stuff that she did. She was, I got my J's on. I got all, like, she doing everything the opposite of her dad.
You're right. Yeah.
Billy Ray. She doing the absolute opposite. She did all of that to just to go back to country. And then it's like, you did all this. We didn't, to be honest, I ain't know about no Miley Cyrus until those songs was coming out. When she was with Mike Will Made It, I didn't know about her. So it was like, push you up and then you go back. And then it's like, but then the opposite is Justin Timberlake. He's been with Timberland for forever, right? And then all of a sudden he did Man in the Woods and we ain't listening. He was like, shit, I ain't doing that again, right? Yeah, right? So now he's gone back to where he, you know, where his musically, his creative side is. So I do agree with you. And also, I agree with all the country people that were coming out saying, this ain't country. Because I think they would have a better understanding of what's country and what's not than I would.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. My take isn't if the music's good or bad. That's not the take, because I didn't listen to it. But even if I did, that's besides the point. Is like, can we just switch lanes like that and it be okay? And if that is the rules, then we have to accept that with everybody doing that. So
I think the better question is, why is it okay for us to play the Beyonce records on urban radio stations?
Talk about it, DJ. Talk about that.
Why is it okay for us to play the country music on the urban, but it's not okay to play it anywhere or play anything anywhere else?
Country, I would say, ain't playing hip-hop.
That's what I'm saying. So while some of our people are upset about, why isn't she being playing on this country station? Well, first of all, y'all don't listen to country. That's number one. And then why are y'all mad that she's not being played over there, but she's being played on a rap station? So to me, it's like, it's a lose-lose situation for the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's unfair. I think that part is really
interesting. And so the last thing I want to discuss, which we're going to talk about, is J. Cole.
Yeah.
J. Cole dropped a new album. What is it? Might Delete Later?
Yeah.
12 tracks.
Fire. Well, number one was ass.
Hold on. What?
Bro, number one was ass and good.
What?
I am so... here's the deal.
Let me hear it.
You know me and J. Cole, bro.
Yeah, talk to me.
We like the brothers that don't see eye to eye.
Oh, my God.
We got the same ideas about everything. We don't... the slowness of the beats and stuff, like, it's... To me, J. Cole is so put everybody to sleep music. I love your beat. I love your lyrics. They're so great. But I can only listen to J. Cole when it's raining outside.
Damn.
J.
Cole.
If it's raining, the 1 to 14, I got you.
Oh, my God.
When he started with I-95, the first, in the last record, I said, let's go. The next record, it's raining.
Oh, my
God. It's raining, snowing, hailing. How my grandma used to say, bro, the devil beating his wife outside. It's raining, snowing, and sunny.
Jesus,
I can't understand this. Like, it makes me so mad. But go ahead.
So, but that's your take, though. I can't argue with how you feel about it, right?
Yeah.
But to me, it was great album, fire. It's normal J. Cole.
Yeah.
But he drops a song added to this album called 7 Minute Slaughter, or what is it? 7 Minute Drill or something.
7 Minute
like that.
Drill.
So my initial reaction is, don't call them song 7 minutes and the song's 3 minutes. I said, first off, that's a red flag, bro. I don't know what's going on, because now you're lying.
But it means something.
But it does mean something.
It means something.
He wrote that song in 7 minutes. That's what it means. And I said, okay, I'm following.
All right.
And this is a response to what Kendrick Lamar, his verse, right?
Facts.
And so I think we talked a little bit about what Kendrick Lamar said.
We did.
And attacking Drake and Cole. So the response, everybody says it's light, but respectable. I agree. Especially because I watch battle rap every day. So everything's going to be light when it's battling, unless it's really that.
Right.
But it was a warning shot. Hey, watch your mouth and we'll be good. Cool. I don't have no problem. I actually love it. Turn up the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for Kendrick.
Yeah.
It's your turn. I wake up, DJ, this week, bro. Wipe the crust out my eye. Who's this major me and why? I see a young man, a light-skinned young man with braids. I see Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Marley. I like that.
Bob Marley.
I see Bob Marley on stage at his Dreamville concert.
At his concert.
Chilling in Carolinas. Saying, man, I couldn't sleep, man. And I don't want no smoke, and I apologize. And we all love Kendrick, right? Yeah. All right, so I'm going to play my song One Love because even if he respond, I just got to take it, right?
Take it right on the chin.
My initial reaction, man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. And I would say some more. My little nephew is paying attention, so shout out to him.
All
right. I ain't trying to hear that, bro. But I said, I'm trying to grow, DJ. Right? I'm always on 10. I'm trying to grow.
Maybe I might, Brad,
bro.
Daddy.
Maybe I'm tripping. I'm trying to go with love. J. Cole. Maybe I'm siding with him. That feeling may have lasted an hour, DJ.
That's what I'm talking
about, bro. I've been hot the past 2 days, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't want to hear that, bro. I don't want to hear it at all.
No.
This was potentially the best case scenario for hip hop. And let me break it down on why I feel like that. Old school beefing. If we have two categories, threat level is one.
Yeah.
And lyricism is the other.
Yep.
That's the two categories that I want to talk about with beefs. Threat level and lyricism. Back before, we'll get into the Tupacs and Biggies. Before that, it was lyricism. 8, 9, 10 threat level, because they from New York, so they get to see each other, might be a 4, right?
Facts.
But you have to come with it.
Yep.
Cool. That was the standard. Unfortunately, we had a 10 on lyricism and a 10 on threat level with Biggie and Tupac. And we saw how that happened.
Yep.
So we're like, all right, we can't go back to those two extremes. So now, after that, you have the Nas, Jay-Z, where you have 10 lyricism. Threat level, maybe a 2 and 3, right? They have personal stuff, but they ain't trying to shoot them up. A couple years ago, DJ, all 10s, threat levels, 0 lyrics.
0.
This drill music is terrible.
But they
got Glock 40s, extendos, shoot them up. No lyrics. They ain't even rhyming. And they beefing and killing each other all day. No lyrics, threat level 10. That ain't working either, bro. But it's selling. But it's selling. It's crazy. Now, this is potentially could have been the best case scenario for hip-hop.
Hip-hop, yeah.
Where you have 3 people with 10 lyricism and ain't none of them finna do nothing. So we had a 10 and a 0. I was game for hip-hop. J. Cole just messed that up, bro. I don't like it. And I'm obviously biased to J. Cole. I don't like it, bro. I don't like it at all. I hope Kendrick put his paws on J. Cole, because I'm going to look at J. Cole and say, now what, bro? Now is he going to be a liar? Is he going to go back on his word? What? So that's just my take. I've been hot the past 2 days thinking about it, DJ. But go ahead. Tell me what you think, man.
I'll say I agree with everything you said, man. This is probably the first beef I've never texted you on. I text you about the Kendrick. I say, hey, you said, nah, that's hot. But listen to this song. You know what I'm saying? On the album side of things, right? So I'll say that I have a huge issue with this, because this is just a lyrical battle. We're not thinking neither one of y'all are going to do anything. And we don't care.
Facts.
We don't care. We just want to hear the bars. We've heard all these rappers have had their turn, right? Everybody has had their turn. There's something for everybody. Now we're at the elite level of competition. I don't want no friends. I don't want any friends. But I can tell you this. What this tells me is that, and as I listen to it, I listen to J. Cole, you know, I listen to the disc.
Where's the cap button at?
Listen, it's not cap, bro. It's real. Yeah. I listened to it because I was ready.
This is you, DJ.
You have an unnatural allegiance to losers. It's not like you.
It's not like you, DJ.
That's
go
not
ahead.
True. It's not true. I love J. Cole. We all know he's a lyricist. Like, he's a beast. I may not be a fan of some of the beats that he picks or some of the flows, like the slow stuff, but is he spitting or not? That's the answer. Ain't no gray area in that. Sure. And he is every time. So when he comes out to this, first thing I noticed is you fell off like The Simpsons. Bro, first of all, I might not watch The Simpsons, but it's coming on regularly. Regularly.
Was that the bar?
No, the bar that I caught.
I'm about to say that wasn't the bar.
It's the bar that I caught.
Oh my.
You fell off like The Simpsons, and The Simpsons is still on. Not only is The Simpsons still on, but they're still predicting the future, bro. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
That let me know that you couldn't think of another bar.
Oh man.
Cause that's not a good bar. It's not a good bar. And then the second thing is, I can understand if you wasn't rocking with the Big Steppers. I can understand if you wasn't rocking with it. To me, in my personal opinion, and we've talked about this, I can think that was, in my opinion, that's Kendrick Lamar's maybe second best album. I thought it was great because he's talking from a person that's trying to go through therapy, and he's, you're talking to an evolved person. Like, you're not talking to the same. Everybody, when somebody raps, you expect them to rap the same thing forever. Mm-hmm. We like the people that evolve. Jay-Z's not Big Pimpin' now. He's a new person. This guy is trying to evolve off of the new, you know what I'm saying, off of the new person. So when you say that album was trash or whatever the case may be, I don't agree with that. And I think what this says is I don't think J. Cole agreed with the shit he was saying. So to go back and apologize, to me, yes, it was whack. You can stand on that, bro.
And you didn't say nothing crazy. Like, what did you say that you need to apologize about?
So what is sitting in your spirit that makes you want to apologize?
You didn't say nothing crazy. If you said something about his mom, his dead moms, or somebody he lost, or a kid, like, I'd be like, yeah, he cooked them, but I get what he's saying. He didn't say nothing.
I don't like it. I think it's competition is okay, guys. What is wrong with competition? Why don't people want to compete anymore? Everybody just wants to be friends. To me, this goes back to basketball. It's like LeBron is practicing every single season with his competition. Why is LeBron, KD, Steph Curry, and the rest of them all working together to develop their skills? I don't know. I don't need that. I need y'all to do it individually and show up on the court and ball and beef, like, on the court. I don't need y'all to be best friends, but maybe that's just the old school in me. What you think?
No, I agree with you. And like I said, that was my
take. We didn't come from that, bro.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I was gearing up that this was going to be a hot summer of straight lyrics from three phenomenal rappers. And even so, and I felt the same way about the Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj, right? They both went back and forth. I'm like, oh, it was okay, but it's a good beef. Now, if Nicki Minaj would apologize later. Like, bro, no, you lose points for that.
You lose.
Don't do that. This is part of it. It's okay. Everybody wins, right? Everybody's records went up. Sales went up. Streams went up. It's cool. Even at least fake it till you make it. But then he might be, I guess, really friends with him. I don't know. But you should have.
I don't want true, no why friends.
Drop it? But why drop that?
That's what
that
exactly.
If that's the case. So,
my question is, do you think Cole was listening to the outside world and was like, I'm going to respond? Because if I don't respond, he said Drake don't respond.
He said he was.
Okay.
He said he was. Right. I mean, and he felt like, you know, he didn't say he was pressured, but maybe he was from his friends, right? Or who, the people that he confide in and trust. Right. But
stand in
raps,
it.
But from your raps, you alpha. From your raps, you that dude. I believe you. You didn't give me no reason not to believe you. So I'm believing you. And then now you do that. Come on.
And let's talk about previously to this. Mm-hmm. Cole been on a run.
Yeah.
Talking about he's number one, not I'm number two, or not I'm just rapping on my own speed. He's been on a run talking about he's number one. This only made sense to me.
Yeah.
This made complete sense to me to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. It's so, I'm going to use a word, sissified. Ain't that what they say? Sissified.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scared to take an ass whooping. Like, even if you don't take the ass whooping, you're competing. Like, don't. Now it's like Cole got to hide behind this. It's like you got to hide behind it. Like, you got to go a whole nother route now because you can't come back and diss later.
Right.
Or whatever the case would be. It's tough. To me, I'm thinking in my head, I heard more calling of Drake out than I did hear calling you out. Well, so you the one that jumped.
Drake ain't finna apologize.
No.
Drake finna come with some heat.
He,
even if he lose, he ain't finna apologize. Trust me. Drake.
No.
Drake, hey, he don't care, bro.
No. At this point, he's not bringing Kendrick on the stage saying, hey, guys, this guy is the one that brought me out of my shell and da-da-da, like all that. He finna say something that's slick and, you know how Drake is, yeah, but Drake. Know that's going to eventually come. But for Cole to come out and do this, I was disappointed.
And once again, we live to the listeners out there. Make sure you like and subscribe. Shout out to Erica who's watching. Shout out to Chrissy who's watching. Shout out to Preston who's watching, man.
A-SquarePodcast.com. We appreciate everybody. What else is going on in the world,
so
homie?
One thing I definitely want to discuss, even in the chat they're talking about it, is I want to give – this is how quick second. Congratulations to the UConn man. All right, that's it. Let's talk about the real basketball.
Facts.
Let's talk about real college basketball.
Can we start from the final? Can we start from the final four, though?
You want to talk about UConn and Iowa? What you want to talk about?
Let's start there because that's where it kicked off. I mean, to me, it's like I'll let you kick it off, but let's be clear. I do want to give a shout out to LSU. Early. Give a shout out to LSU. Them playing against Iowa, to me, it was a bad game plan driven by the coach. I didn't understand what the coach was doing. If you have a player that isn't offensively, you know what I'm saying, known for scoring, and you're utilizing this defensive player. Now you're saying, all right, you can't score, but you can play defense. Utilize that person to press the ball handler. Right. Don't wait till she crosses half court. Utilize her to play defense because she ain't playing offense. We don't need her on offense.
You talking about Van Lith or whatever?
She's a Patrick Beverly. So utilize her as Patrick Beverly. Don't act like she finna help y'all on offense. Like that's not what you need her for. So I was a little frustrated with that, but shout out to LSU. Hey, they made it. They got close. Shout out to Angel Reese, Flo J. Shout out to them.
Elite Eight, I think.
Yeah. Elite Eight.
They made it to the Elite Eight, but Final Four, like you said, UConn versus Iowa.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, monster.
Cooking.
Dog.
Cooking.
She ain't got no defense at all, which she going to have to. You got to clean that up, Caitlin, because this WNBA,
she
these girls for the cookie.
It's
bro.
Too
they're
late.
Not,
bro.
They're not playing with you, bro. Too,
they, they're not and they ready. With you.
They're ready. Not. But she could shoot, boy. She could shoot. So.
But you saw what UConn was doing.
Yeah,
against her. They pressured her.
She had a great season, but she had an okay game in the Final Four, but it wasn't about Caitlin or Paige in the Final Four. It was the cast, everybody else, right? The Robins. And they was battling out there. And it was great basketball, bro. I was highly impressed with those two. And then you had NC State versus South Carolina. South Carolina just two. It don't matter, bro. They got nine players, four of them freshmen, and they cookers. Ready. Cookers. So they won, and then a couple of days ago was the championship, and South Carolina won. Undefeated, bro. So
yeah.
I'm really enjoying, you know, for 5 years, I've been champion women's sports, bro.
Yeah.
I've been champion women's sports. I want to see good product from everybody. So not even from me betting on the women's soccer teams to win the World Cup and stuff. And I lost. I'm still mad about that. They should have been three-peats, bro. I'm so hot, bro. But women's sports, we want to see it flourish. And this year, and it started last year, and this year, ratings through the roof, beating all men's sports. I love it. I'm excited for next year, and I'm excited for the draft, you know, coming up with WNBA. So I just want to give a shout-out to those women out there, man. But that was my take, DJ.
Yeah, I'll say, to me personally, over the past 2 years, I've really watched Dawn Staley in her interviews. I can't find a more passionate person about the sport. I honestly cannot find another passionate person about their sport. She lived for this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she literally, like, lives for this. And to see how passionate she is, but not only that, it's like we're seeing, like, this transition in college sports to where the coaches and the players are, it's almost like they're becoming one. Like, they're becoming, like, not friends, but they're becoming, it's like an understanding of life and what we're trying to accomplish together. Take, for example, Deion Sanders at Colorado right now. He was just at Jackson State. Prior to Jackson State, he was coaching high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he was trying to build a relationship with his with his players and players, like players, parents, everybody. Like, you're coming together with all this stuff. He the same person he was from the beginning until right now. You sent me a video. What was they doing, Tonio? Tearing up the locker room, right?
Yeah.
Any other coach walk through there, they don't give a shit, bro. They don't. And you know that, right? I'm sure you've seen it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Who cares? He care.
Bro, absolutely.
He care because these are the people that's investing in us. If they investing in us, they investing in you, all of us, all together.
For sure.
It's the same thing with Dawn Staley. Like, she talks about her players, the organization as a family, and that she wants this. She lives for this. She loves this. And you can see it, bro. She dancing on the sideline with her teammate, with her players. I love to see it, man. I can't champion her enough. And from a person that's watched her in the WNBA, we've watched these players, like, hoop. You know what I'm saying? I hate to show our age, but we watched the WNBA from the beginning.
I mean, 1996. That's the real beginning. I was 10 years old.
Yes.
I remember when I was watching the first game. And
we've seen these Cheryl swoops, like, to the Rebecca Lobos, Sue Birds. Right. Like, we've watched these players and the evolution of the game. This is the opportunity.
Right.
This is it. And I think they're going to take it. And I, for one, I know you watch and I know you love it. I have been on board for the last several years, and I just hope they continue this, man. And I believe that they will. I believe they will. That's so dope. So
it looks bright. It looks bright.
It does.
I just hope it carries over to other sports, right?
Yeah.
That women don't just have to, you know, men don't just have to watch beach volleyball to like women's sports. You know what I'm saying? No, bro. Watch. For the pure of the sport, they ain't got to wear no tight clothes. And what was the lingerie league in football and all this? Come on, man,
we
passed that, bro.
Why I go back to what I was saying. I know we talked about wrestling and all that, but let me just put in perspective the women wrestling. Mm-hmm. The women in wrestling are so great with their athleticism, like, they're so great at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they put in the work, and I see it. Before, bro, if it wasn't China, if it wasn't Lita,
China, facts.
If it wasn't China or Lita Tristratus, I don't care who y'all are. Now I'm looking at our black queens in wrestling, and they doing everything. And I'm just saying, like, let's champion all of this, because I think at this moment it's so pivotal. I think we can take all of this and push it forward. And I want to see it. Like, I want to see it. I want to see it, man.
I agree. You got some subject you want to talk about before I get into my world news or what?
Let's get to the world news, man.
All right. So let's talk about the eclipse, man. Solar eclipse. Hottest thing happened in the past. What? People been talking about that for damn near a month. So it happened. Did you get a chance to watch it? What were you doing? Or you didn't care? What? Talk to me.
Hey, bro. I saw a friend that said, hey, we got this event going on. You guys can get free glasses. I told the wife, I said, hey, I'm finna go check this situation out. She said, all right, cool. Let me know. I'm going home. I got to do work at home. I said, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell y'all about a woman.
Oh, you need 5 minutes?
No.
I got to put you on a timer.
I don't. Oh, I don't.
Tell me about a woman, DJ. Simple, talk to me, man. Let me hear it, man.
Once you tell a woman, hey, this is what's going on, this is what we should do, whatever she don't do is what she don't do. Let that be on them. I went out to the research park on the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
I got the glasses. They say, oh, it's chips and water over here. I said, say less. I got me some Doritos. I got me a water. I went and I sat by myself, bro. Two minutes later, every Indian person I ever seen in my life came and sat right next to me.
Yeah.
I'm not getting us canceled. Don't worry about it.
I'll say, bro, where'd you go?
They can't say next to me. I said, hey, they said, you here for the eclipse? I said, eclipse.
Don't say it like that either, bro. Don't do that.
They was here for it.
Don't do that,
bro. I sat out there with my brothers and my sisters.
There you go.
And we watched the eclipse. What I got to ask you is, did you take a look at the sun, though, without the glasses?
That shit bright as hell, bro. Have you ever looked at the sun?
I did.
What? Bro. Oh, my God. Because, you know, they've been warned. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all should know me by now with 5 years. I'm the person, when it's danger, I don't care, bro. And it's like, good thing I don't smoke, I didn't drink, I didn't do none of it. Because it's like, I don't care about the warning signs. I don't care about none of that, bro. I don't. So I said, man, that shit,
Listen.
Hey, sorry, bro.
As soon as I seen in my glasses that we was at whatever 98, because we was at like 98 over here, right? So it's like 98%.
Yeah, Georgia was mostly 85. Yeah.
As soon as they said 98, whatever it was, I said, I put my glasses down. I said, let me take a look. That shit said, I said, no, hell no, hell no. I thought for sure. But, you know, the interesting part about where I was when we got to that part, it was like I stopped hearing the birds around me. It was eerie. It was very strange. Only thing I was hearing was the people going, oh, that's cool. Like, but I was listening for nature.
The scientists were out. They were doing their thing. So I'm excited to see the result from that, right? Because that affects water, gravity with the moon moving. That affects animals, like you said, animals who are nocturnal, all that stuff. Or animals who, when it's time to go to bed, it's time to go to bed. And so it messed them up for those couple hours. So I'm excited to see those reports too, DJ.
When I heard the bird stop, and I ain't seen no more geese. I said, what is going on? I stood up, Antonio. I said, well, I guess this is the end then. I started walking to my car, bro. And it is interesting because I got transition glasses, right? So for those people who have transition glasses, what you guys saw was how we see when we wear our glasses. So what I saw was it's dim outside, even though it's light outside. Yeah. So it was weird to not have my contacts in and see like that, because I see like that when I have my actual glasses on.
I don't know what the hell I saw. I don't got contacts, and I shouldn't have did that, bro.
It was bright as hell. I looked up at that sun. I said, well, where the moon at then? Like, because the sun still looked like it was shining, you know what I'm saying? But it got dark and it got cool. And it got really cool.
And that was pretty cool. Like I said, it was a lot of states who had percentages, but there was a tracking of the moon. So it was like 15 states who got 100% and a portion of that state, right? So you got Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont. So it went up that whole little area. So
shout out to my people down there in Texas that actually where it went black, it went dark. For real. Uh-oh. So shout out to them. I got a bunch of pictures and stuff like that. I thought that was dope, man. I thought it was very, very, very dope.
So lastly, with the news that's came out, and this is a serious subject. So we've talked about a lot of mass shootings on this episode or on this podcast. A lot of mass shootings, right? They're F boys. I can't go into what I'm in because I already said what I said about who's listening and watching. Right. But today's Tuesday, was a great win for America.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, DJ. There was someone, I think 2022, in Michigan, who shot up a high school.
Yes.
Killed, I think, 4 individuals, wounded 7 with teachers and everybody. And this individual is 15 years old. He's already convicted. He said he did it. It is what it is. They tried him as an adult. He got life. You know, life in prison. But how is that different? Because that sounds like any other shooting, mass shooting that we listen to.
Yeah.
This is different because the parents got convicted.
Yeah. And 10 years, right?
10 to 15 years, yeah. Both of them. And this is a great win where at some point we have to stop saying there should be better laws, we need to do something, and we don't do anything. I think this is a great step for Americans to do something and finally do it.
Yeah.
If you have to be responsible for your kid at some level, none of us, we did stuff as kids that our parents will never know. It is what it is, right? But you don't think that's going to flip on us? You don't think our kids going to do something that we don't have never known?
It's going to happen.
We understand that. That comes with the territory.
Yeah.
But if your kid... If your school is calling you and saying, hey, your son is drawing bullets, death threats. He said he's going to kill up everybody. And you like, all right, I got to get to work. I don't know. I don't care.
GTA. Don't worry about it.
I don't care. I mean, bro, what do you mean? He said he's going to kill 3 people. I don't care about that. He ain't going to do nothing. Hey, your kid has a gun and has access to guns. You ain't lock it up. Nah, it's all right. He know about guns. He ain't going to do nothing.
All right.
Where at some point you have to be responsible for what your kids are doing at some level. And so today they convicted the husband and wife or the mother and father
of that
individual 10 to 15 years. So I was very excited about that. So I'd like to hear your take, DJ, but it's sad, bro.
Well, I love it, man. I think they should be, but I want to get to the funny of it. I want to know why when y'all go to jail, y'all look like y'all drink a fifth of alcohol. Every single time y'all go to jail.
Who's y'all? What are you talking about, DJ? I don't know. I can't read. I don't know context clues. I don't know. Who are you talking about?
This doesn't make any sense. Look at a picture. It's like, and I kind of get it, because if I knew if I was going to jail, I'm not coming sober. But you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, y'all look crazy. When you show up and y'all take their pictures, they be looking nuts in these pictures. Why weren't y'all looking crazy before this? Like, what are y'all doing before this? Like, y'all only, like, accountability. Everybody needs to be held accountable. I've been held accountable. You've been held accountable. It is what it is. And I feel like, yes, this is great. Accountability. People need to be held accountable, all of them, from the top to the bottom, from the president to whomever. Everybody's up. It's up for everybody.
And you got to think, every time we see this, we say, the cops should have did something different.
Yeah.
The principal should have saw this.
No.
Right? Why did that person do it? No, the parents are included in this too now.
That's right.
Come on, man. You got to be responsible, man. So that was what I had, man.
You got to be responsible. Also, I would like to say, I think that we ought to have a unit of people like you and me that could book people. We can book them, right? We gonna be called the book them.
Oh my God.
the book and podcast, bro. Yeah. Where like, if you look, it's a time and a place to look at somebody and be like, we gotta get you up out of here, bro. You look like you finna do something. I'm not saying we gotta stop and frisk anybody, but you look like your kid could kill somebody. Jesus. So we gotta figure this shit out ahead of time, bro.
Just do a Diddy raid at their crib.
At the crib.
Let me see what y'all doing.
Not at the crib.
Not at the crib.
I think me and you need to play duos on Call of Duty against these kids.
And see if they're about that life.
So as soon as they call us the N-word, as soon as they talk about the Jewish people.
Set them up.
Mm-hmm. Get them out of here.
Like the old Chris Hansen ways.
Get them out of here.
I like that.
Get them out of here.
I like that, DJ.
I think we got to start somewhere, bro.
I like it, bro.
We got to start somewhere. It. That's all I got
for
you.
You
got to
pay us, though. I got to get paid.
Oh, no, we definitely got to get paid. We definitely. But there's a lot of things that could pay us. Prize picks. If we pick the right candidate. To get them out of here?
It'd be like a pool to see.
That's what I'm saying. We've been doing this in fantasy football. Let's start. Pick them out.
See which state Florida's going to win. Florida got the craziest people.
Florida, between Florida and Texas.
Yeah.
I think we might be able to get someone. We might be able to help some people.
Yeah. I'm with you, man.
We might be
I'm
able to help some people.
That's what I got, bro.
That's all I got, man. What do you always tell the people, bro, before we get up out of here?
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for liking. Thank y'all for subscribing, sharing our content. Like I said, we chipping away at this. We got a special situation coming up with the fifth year. We did an interview. We're going to talk about it next week.
We was in Chicago, man, and I lost a bet, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, I lost a bet.
Oh, snap. So you going to talk about it? Okay,
I paid a meal, bro. I will tell the people this. This is all I'm going to say. In all my years of entertainment, like being in entertainment, I know bullshit when I hear it. And I did not think this gentleman would show up and do the interview with us. So I bet Antonio. I said, bro, if he shows up, dinner on me. But when he don't show up, dinner on you. And here's the thing. It's anything you want. Bad idea, y'all.
No, great idea.
Tonio won this one.
Great idea, dog.
Cornbread got this one. I was hot. But we got great content.
And we got great food. And we have great food.
No. Oh. The food was fire, but I ain't like the check.
Yeah, we got some.
I ain't like that shit.
But also, rest in peace once again to my guy, Don Sykes, man.
Yeah,
rest
man.
In peace to you. Shout out to the family, man. But,
for sure.
It's getting hot. Summertime. There's going to be a lot of sandals, no socks running around. Keep your shoes by your feet, please.
Yeah.
That's the least you can do, man. That's it, bro.
Keep your shoes by your feet. Episode 195 comes to an end right here on the A-Squared Podcast. Thank you all for joining us. A-SquaredPodcast.com. We've got a lot more content coming for you guys, so please keep it locked. Shoot your comments, concerns, anything to our DMs, all of that. I am DJ A-Ron. Across the board, Cornbread, where you at?
Cornbread 1016. If the Beehive come after me, it don't matter. I'm going to delete my Instagram and Facebook anyway. And guess what? I actually might sleep longer. So it ain't going to work. Trust me. If y'all know me, no, I don't care, bro, about that shit. But I love it, man. I appreciate y'all.
Real talk.
Make sure you like and subscribe, bro.
Love it, man. Thank y'all again.
From Brad and Daddy.
Hey.
Y'all keep it locked, man. And until next time, it is the A-Square Podcast. And we are out of here, y'all. Peace.